Today's Between Master and Disciple will be presented in Thai and English with subtitle in English, Arabic, Aloxese or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Czech, and Slovak.
ราชอาณาจักรไทยเป็นที่รู้จักกันในนามของดินแดนแห่งความเสรีตั้งอยู่ใจกลางของเอเชียตะวันออกเฉียงใต้ทำให้เป็นประตูเปิดสู่อินโดจีนพม่าและภาคใต้ของประเทศจีนได้รับการอวยพรโดยพระเจ้าประเทศไทยเป็นประเทศที่เต็มไปด้วยธรรมชาติน่าพิศวงและลี้ลับแบ่งออกเป็น4ภูมิภาคประเทศไทยมีเสน่ห์และดึงดูดผู้คนทั่วโลก
ประเทศไทยมีสถานที่พิเศษที่ติดตรึงใจของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ซึ่งท่านได้เขียนไว้ในบทกวีเมื่อท่านยังเยาว์วัยที่มีชื่อว่าที่พระบรมมหาราชวังของไทยในสยามซึ่งเป็นพระราชวังที่เลื่องชื่อลือนามของไทยในสมัยก่อนบทกวีนี้มาจากหนังสือรวบรวมบทกวีที่ชื่อว่าความฝันของผีเสื้อและสามารถเพลิดเพลินกับบทเพลงจากวิดีโอคอนเสิร์ตการเดินทางผ่านอาณาจักรอันสุนทรีซึ่งให้ทำนองเพลงโดยแพมดวยผู้เรียบเรียงทำนองเพลงชื่อดังของอาหลัก
แบ่งปันความเมตตากรุณาสำหรับคนไทยดังที่มีในพระราชวงศ์ของเขาในอดีตความรักของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่แผ่ขยายด้วยการทำงานเพื่อมนุษยชาติของท่านและเห็นประจักษ์ผ่านการสอนทางด้านจิตวิญญาณบอกแจ้งสัจธรรมของท่านตอนแรกที่คนไทยได้เรียนรู้ถึงความเมตตากรุณาของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ที่แผ่ไปกว้างไกลเขาได้เชิญท่านเพื่อมาแบ่งปันความรู้และปัญญาของท่านเกี่ยวกับการรู้แจ้งและอาณาจักรของพระเจ้าหลายครั้ง
การเดินทางทั่วโลกครั้งแรกของท่านในปีพุทธศักราช2536มีผู้เข้าร่วมนับพันๆคนและในเมืองไทยก็เช่นกันที่ท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ได้ช่วยโอกาสและความสุขร่วมกับสมาชิกสมาคมครั้งหนึ่งที่เป็นโอกาสสำคัญก็คือการจัดชานานาชาติในปีพุทธศักราช2542ถึง2543เพื่อต้อนรับโลกใหม่ที่จะมีความสุขที่สุดและยุคทองของศตวรรษที่21
ในปีพุทธศักราช2549หลังจากที่ท่านได้รับรางวัลสันติภาพเกาซีในกรุงมะนิลาฟิลิปปินส์ท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ได้รับเชิญมาที่เมืองไทยอีกครั้งสวดภาวนาเพื่อสันติภาพของโลกกับสมาชิกสมาคมของเราสมาชิกของเราจาก24ประเทศหลายหมื่นคนมารวมกันในงานชุมนุมที่ร่าเริงเพื่อสนับสนุนสันติภาพของโลกผ่านการภาวนาและนั่งสมาธิ
เราขอเชิญคุณมาฟังการบรรยายต่อไปนี้ของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่กับสมาชิกสมาคมของเราในกรุงเทพประเทศไทยวันที่27ธันวาคมปีพุทธศักราช2542ในหัวข้อความว่างเปล่าของการดำรงอยู่
Years ago, I didn't know you then. I have a period that I was very comfortable. Mm. I lived like I am living in the cloud.
Yeah.
And it took 1.5 months, and I cannot explain it. I was very free. I couldn't feel anger, but in this period, I couldn't be sad.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody who could cry, I said, why? Why people can't understand, they can be happy?
Yeah.
And my question is now, there I was. how I get that and why didn't have any channel to understand the normal human feeling and how can I enter again?
Oh, so your question is how, why, when, where, what, who? Okay. Sometimes when you are very preoccupied with something, like you concentrate on one thing very, very intensely, this can happen too. It's a kind of meditation. All right? And then you enter a different dimension of existence. Your body were here, but your feeling were not here. You understand? Yes. So that's why you didn't feel what other people feel. It happens like that to a lot of spiritual practitioners. Yeah. Even myself. So actually people say it's very difficult to concentrate to go to heaven. For me, it is very difficult to concentrate to stay here. So I have to do all kind of things to keep myself occupied. Keep myself here. Yeah? It's a part of the game. So be happy that at least you had experienced one time, they call it emptiness of existence. See, a lot of people like to experience that. But then we have to go back down again since we are here in this world. There was a sage in India, his name is Ramakrishna. He was in Samadhi all the time for a long, long time. And he didn't even eat, couldn't even drink, he didn't feel anything. So one of his friends had to force him to eat or beat him up sometimes so that he be awakened to the world again, to the physical existence again.
I was very normal.
That's good, that's good. Yes, yes, yes. That is state of duality, dual existence, you see. You've been in one other dimension and in the world at the same time. A lot of practitioners, they have this kind of existence. You understand? Yeah. That's why people say, eat, sleep, work is all Zen. Is it in that kind of state? Yeah? But a lot of people who do not practice spiritual, they don't understand this. They don't understand this. That's why we keep quiet about it. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. You understand now?
Yes, I understand. But I wonder, when I was there, this channel didn't have human feelings. If God is like that...
No, it's not the highest state. I don't say it's a higher state.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. The highest state is very normal. Okay? Actually, the spiritual practitioners are the most normal human being. Okay? Most people who are not practicing, they look like human, but they're not normal. That's why Jesus say, let the dead bury the dead. Yeah? Yeah. So after you be awakened, after you awaken at initiation, then you begin to be alive, to be reborn, and then you grow up and become a truly normal human being, as well as a saint at the same time. Yeah? You function in both worlds, but you feel normal. You can feel human existence, you can feel human feeling, but you are the same at the same time. You have heavenly existence and human existence at the same time. You see? In your state, you lost human existence. Yeah? And you gain only heavenly existence. And that's also not balanced while we are here. Yeah? So we have to be both. Yeah. Okay. But that stage, many spiritual practitioners has to go through. And then they have to come back to the normal state again while being a saint. You see what I mean? Okay, most people before practicing, they're only human. I mean, not normal human, but they exist only in physical dimension. They don't know anything about the spiritual world. So they feel anything about human, but they don't feel anything about heaven. Yeah? And then after practicing a while, they just feel the heaven, you know, like you feel. They don't feel human existence, even though they are here. Then after higher than that, they have both human feeling existence and heavenly existence. That is the state of perfection. Okay.
Can I ask something else?
Yeah.
You know, in one of your video, I heard you sing about God, that when people are sad or asking or praying for something, God maybe don't understand them until they pray hard.
Mm.
And then I said, maybe this state I had, it was a little bit like God, that they don't understand human feeling. Is it like this? No?
No, God is different than that. Yeah, that's not yet the highest existence. Okay, it's near. Anyhow, I did not say when you pray, God doesn't understand. He does understand even before you pray. It's just that you don't understand. If you don't pray hard enough, that means you don't lose yourself in your prayers, then you cannot hear the answer. Understand? You pray, but at the same time, you think of many other different things. So when God does answer you, you cannot get it. Just like it happens to you sometimes when you call somebody or somebody call you and they talk to you, oh, you know what, this and that. But then at the same time, you were looking at the kids or husband or TV, and then you say, oh, yeah. What did you say? And then she talked again, and you still couldn't concentrate on what she's saying. And then you said, please repeat again. Remember? It happens sometimes like that. Even though we want to hear that person, but we lost our concentration. Okay? Yeah. So it's us, it's not God. God always understands, and He knows everything before we even ask. It's just we who cannot understand God. So that's why we have to practice this concentration of meditation in order to connect with God and can hear. Don't go back to that stage. Go better. Go higher.
Could you talk about the Master Within and how one gets in contact with the Master Within and establishes that relationship?
Yeah, through meditation. The Master inside is a higher being, yeah, above this dimension of physical existence. But sometimes the Master manifests also in this physical existence. At that time, you can contact the Master directly through the physical office. Yeah? So that's why when you go inside, you see the Master the same as outside. Because that Master has both physical and heavenly existence. I have told you already the two kinds of teacher. One is only in the physical dimension because he has not remember his higher self. Yeah, so he cannot bring you into a higher dimension where he has not revisited. You see? Yeah. And there are other masters, the past masters, also masters who have never left heaven, continue staying in there. Okay? So these masters, what we call inner master. Yeah, inner is to oppose to outer. For example, you call me master here. I'm just an outer master, okay? And when you go deeply in meditation in samadhi, you see the same appearance. More beautiful, more gentle, never scold anybody. Yeah, sometimes, yeah. You see the same appearance inside your vision of your mind's eyes. At that time, you say you have seen the inner master, okay? But normally, if the Master has not manifested within this physical realm, then you don't have to say that is the inner Master. You say, I have seen Jesus, I have seen Lao Tzu, I have seen Buddha. We all know they're gone already. And we all know that you have seen him in the higher dimension. You understand? So when you say inner Master, that means someone who has also outer appearance of physical existence. Understand? And to see this inner master, sometimes you can see him or her through affinity without even ever met him or her. Yeah? And then you only know that he or she is the inner master when you met the physical one. Exactly the same. And then you say, I have seen your inner manifestation body. Yeah? In order to see this inner manifestation body, you meditate well. Yeah? I'm getting to that level. The master is everywhere, from the physical to the astral and to the intellectual and to the creative region and to the emptiness region and then to the fifth dimension of the master's home and then above and above and above. So it depends on your level. You will meet the inner master in that different level, even though the master is forever, endless existence, everywhere and anywhere. Okay? That's yeah. Inner master.
So basically, just keep meditating.
Yes. Just meditate more. Yeah. But look here, you don't have to pray for all this stuff. Just meditate and one day the master visits you. Yeah? It says that when the disciple is ready, the master appears. It goes for inner as well.
มีความสุขที่ท่านได้รับชมในวันนี้ในรายการระหว่างอาจารย์และลูกศิษย์โปรดกลับมารับชมได้ใหม่วันพรุ่งนี้และทุกวันสำหรับการบรรยายที่บันดาลใจโดยท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงหันต่อไปเป็นรายการสัตว์โลกเพื่อร่วมโลกของเราหลังจากข่าวสารที่น่าสนใจที่นี่ในโทรทัศน์ซูพรีมมาสเตอร์เราขอให้ท่านเปี่ยมล้นด้วยความสุขและความสงบภายใน
We enjoy your company today for between master and disciplesPlease tune in tomorrow and every day for more inspiring lectures by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Up next, Animal World, Our Co-Inherited, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. We wish you immense joy and inner peace.
Heaven for our beautiful world, for the birds that soar in the immense sky, for the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors. For the all-inspiring and majestic sceneries